Welcome to our lesson today. Christmas is behind us now, and just around the corner is New Year's Day. A new year, a new opportunity to do new things. I would think that on New Year's Day, you made some resolutions. There were some things that you resolved to do. Some of you never did complete all of those resolutions. Maybe you decided that you were going to help more people, be a better father or a husband, be a better church member, be a better Christian. All of these are good resolves, but sometimes we fail to accomplish all the things that we wanted to do. Well, in two more days, a new year will be upon us. You'll have a new opportunity, a new day to do that which you did not complete this year. And maybe on New Year's Day, you decided in your mind that this year, I'm going to have it all. But the year is quickly coming to a close, and you don't have it all. Maybe you're thinking, in 2021, I certainly will have it all. Well, the lesson that I'm going to speak about today is entitled, Forsaken All in Order to Gain All. Our story takes place in Mark, the 10th chapter. It begins with verse 17. This is the story of a man who wanted it all. He wanted everything that life could give him. He wanted everything that the new life could give him. He wanted to live sumptuously in this world, and also live forever in the world to come. The Bible says that there came one running and knelt to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" This was a smart man. He knew that he could not buy eternal life. He knew in his heart that it was something that he would have to inherit. An inheritance comes from another. He was wise enough to know that no man could give it to him. And he knew that life comes from God. He knew that he was never going to inherit eternal life from his father, his grandfather, or any of his forefathers. He knew that he would inherit this life from his heavenly Father, and he wanted to know, "What shall I do that I may inherit this life?" He'd heard about Jesus. No doubt he'd heard about the man in the synagogue with the unclean spirit, and how that Jesus had set him free and had given him a new life. Or maybe he heard about the leprous man in Galilee on whom Jesus had compassion and touched him and made him whole. He may even heard of the one with palsy. You remember the one. The four friends brought him to Jesus, and Jesus not only healed him of his palsy, but actually forgave him of his sins. And I believe that he had heard that many sinners and publicans crowded around him to hear him teach. This man knew that Jesus had something to offer the publicans and the sinners. And he also knew that everywhere that Jesus went, he was doing something. He was always doing good. Jesus could even walk on water. The Bible says that Jesus was filled with the Holy Ghost and went about doing good. So now, he has come to Jesus and is saying, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus looked at him and said, "You know the commandments. You know what the law says. Don't commit adultery. Don't kill or steal or bear false witness. Don't defraud anyone and honor your parents." And he said, "All of these things I have done from my youth up." And the Bible says, Jesus loved him and said, "You lack one thing." Can you imagine? Only one obstacle stood between him and eternal life. Oh, how sad this is. One obstacle stood between him and that which he desired. Stood between him and eternal life. Oh, my friend, how many are there today that only one thing stands in the way of them receiving eternal life? And then Jesus said, "Go and sell whatsoever you have. Sell it all, everything." Can you imagine that? Jesus is telling this man, the one thing that stands between you and eternal life is the stuff that you have. Jesus said, "Sell whatsoever you have. Sell it all. Sell it all," he says, "and give to the poor. Forsake all that you may gain all." He said, "What should it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul?" If you are looking for it all, maybe you should go to him and find out why you don't have it all. Maybe you should allow the Holy Spirit to search your heart and find out exactly what that one thing is that's preventing you from having it all. Well, I'm going to stop the lesson here. Hopefully tomorrow I will bring this lesson to a conclusion. It's been a good one. It has blessed me. It gave me a new understanding of stuff, possessions. Things can command more of your time than you want to give to them. When you have possessions, you must take care of them. You have to take care of them like you do your children, your car. You have to wash, clean. You have to provide gas and tires and motor oil. All of this you are providing for a thing that will only get you from here to there. People are proud of their things. I've never had many people show me their money, but I've had a lot of people show me their things. People are more proud of things than they are of money. That's why they show off their stuff. They're proud of that stuff. Don't let the stuff take all of your valuable time.